Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bert Show.
So I failed. I didn't do it this weekend. I couldn't.
Herbert Weiss.
I just couldn't. It was just...
I thought of you Saturday morning as I was using the bathroom.
Me and my poop on Saturday morning.
I almost texted you and said, I hope your spelunking edition went well.
What an honor. What a real honor. So I told these guys on Friday that I was not looking forward to the weekend just because 20 minutes of it, 30 minutes of it maybe was going to be spent. I have to take this like in-home fecal test where you have to poop in a little itty-bitty box, and then you have to sift through your own poop with a little spoon, and then you got to put it in a test tube, and then you got to send it to a lab.
Ooh, I just thought of a great bet payoff.
Nope. Nope.
That's
nope.
The worst.
Nope. I am not going to scoop Bert's poop. That is not happening.
And you call yourself a friend.
I will pick your ear hairs. I will pick your nose hairs. I have even picked something out of your teeth before.
Yeah.
I'm not sifting through your doo-doo.
Well, when you're ready to commit, you let me know. It was staring at me the entire weekend on that kitchen counter, and just the thought of it, I don't know how I'm going to motivate myself to do it. It is literally feels like rock bottom to me.
I told you, get drunk. Just get it over with. That's what I would do.
Okay, if you don't do it today.
No, I'm not making any agreements.
You have to be held accountable. You got to do this. It's for your own health.
Yeah, I do. But it's probably not going to be today. I'm just going to be honest with you. I cannot get the motivation. It seems so superficial. Like, it shouldn't be that bad.
Do I need to put a playlist together for you?
Yes. Yes, yes, you do.
What would even be on that playlist?
Right.
I don't know yet, but
yes,
I would like to come up with a motivational fecal sample playlist for you.
Okay. If you can bring one in tomorrow.
Yes.
Then I'll go. You know what? Even if it sucks, I will do it tomorrow.
Okay.
If you bring it.
All right.
Okay.
Fecal sample playlist coming at you tomorrow.
Absolute worst. I really can't. If you lined up 100 things for me to do, this would be 100th on the list.
Got it.
I just can't think of anything worse.
And Tracy just sent us an email, our operations manager, that we have auction winners in studio tomorrow. So lucky for them, they will get a front row view of the fecal playlist.
The timing is really weird too, because I generally just go once and it's right before the show at home. So it's going to force, if I'm in 20 minutes late, you know that I completed the mission.
Okay.
That's better though. Get it over with first thing in the morning.
The worst. All right, let's get an update on texting Tudor from Friday, because she had to tell one of her best friends that, look, you are going to get fired from work. I'm going to be here, but you're getting fired.
We don't often put our foot down when it comes to texting tutors, but this one seemed kind of obvious not to do. And Mo was the one that was like, you don't want this in writing. So our listener hit us up and she wanted to text her best friend to let her know, hey, heard a rumor. I think you're going to get let go. Her best friend is the reason why she even has this job. And she has become really good friends with one of the boss's assistants. And word through the grapevine is that her best friend and a couple of other people are going to get let go. And she wanted to give her friend a heads up. She was very torn because she wants to keep her job and doesn't want to get in trouble for saying anything because she's not supposed to. But at the same time, she felt like a bad friend if she didn't give her a heads up, like, you're going to lose your job. And we were like, you don't want to put this in writing, because she could take the text and be upset and show it to somebody, and then you're in trouble, and then you lose your job. So we encouraged her to use the phone to call her friend and tell her, heads up, I heard this. I don't know if there's legitimacy to it, but you might be losing your job.
Crazy, crazy idea, right? Okay, so the updated email. So I chose not to tell my friend after all.
Hmm.
The more I thought about it, the more I realized that telling her doesn't change the situation. However, it would also put my job and the GM's assistant's job on the line. However, I also don't want to risk my friendship if she were to find out that I knew. So on Friday, I talked to the assistant who gave the gossip and explained the predicament she had inadvertently placed me in, especially since my best friend was the one who got me the job. She begged me not to mention anything to my friend because she would definitely get fired for sharing the info. She did say that she'd try her best to influence our GM's decision while she couldn't make any promises. It's nice to know that there may be some hope. I did make her promise that no matter what happens, she would never tell anyone that I knew. If my friend does get let go, I can't have her know that I knew and didn't tell her. Yeah, that'd be real bad. Please keep your fingers crossed that something can't be done or said to spare my friend's job. Thanks so much. So it kind of settles itself, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I think she handled it actually the appropriate way. And hopefully the GM's assistant can have some kind of sway and not the friend not losing her job.
There was no good way out of that. But doing it by text, as we said on Friday, was just the wrong idea.
100%.
The Bird Show.